question was asked, when prophets gave their prophecy, so what was it like? Were they standing in front of people? Were they yelling at people? Where? How did prophecy exactly play itself out? So we have a few sources on the matter. One is the Nevi'im themselves describe that people were upset at them when they said their prophecy. So you see, they were talking to the people. And we find that they made fun of Amos. They wanted to kill Yirmiyahu more than once. His own family in Anatot, the Kohanim of Anatot, tried to poison him. They wanted him dead. So we definitely find that prophets are out there talking to the people. That happened. You look in the book of Yonah, it says Jonah entered the city and he started talking. It says he walked into the city and he started telling them his prophecy. Vayikra lehem. It says Vayikra lehem. So Yonah is calling the kriya, what Hashem said to him, his prophecy. So he's telling the people. So you definitely see that. But
individually?
Wait, no, not individually. He's talking to the masses. But let's take a step back. Oh, so let's take a step back and then come back to this point. Number one, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that the prophets were tested. Meaning the high court would study every form of trickery and sorcery, and they would check whether the Navi is for real or he's using some tricks, and they would validate the Navi. Number two, the Navi had to get a license. It says in the Geonim that before a Navi could go and give his Nevuah, could give his prophecy, he had to go to the Bet Din HaGadol, he had to go to the high court in the temple. Okay, those who were in the northern 10 tribes, I don't know where they got their license from. But the Navi in general would have to go to the Sanhedrin, he would have to go to the high court, and tell them I have prophecy, and this is what I'm supposed to say. And aside from the license that they gave him, as in general, that we tested him and we think he's a true prophet. Notice the word we think, like Rambam says, it could be that they'd get tricked. But it was unlikely. They did their best that they shouldn't be trickable. But even when they gave their license, it was, to the best of our knowledge, he's a true prophet. Then, when he actually got a prophecy, so it says in the Gonim, he would bring the prophecy to the high court, and they would give him a license to go and tell over that prophecy. Now that's mind-boggling. Because that means that on some level, the court down below had veto power over a prophecy. So Rashi writes that the Beit HaMikdash is called Devir Kodesho from the word Dibur, Shemishama Dibur Yotzeli Israel, that the prophetic visions came out of the temple. So the question here, which I don't have a definitive answer for, the question is, was this true for every Nevuah? Can you say that every prophecy had to begin in the temple? It does not seem that way. It seems like prophets had to begin there, but it didn't have to always come from there. That's what it seems like. And the final point is written by Rav Chaim in his commentary on the Gemara in Baba Basra, when the Gemara discusses the last 8 psukim of Torah. So Rav Chaim in Stencil writes the following chidush. He says, what's the difference between Nevuim and Ketuvim? We have often discussed in this class the Meiri in his introduction to Mishlei that says that Nevi'im was given with Nevuah and Ketuvim was given with Ruach HaKodesh. We've discussed this numerous times in the past. Rav Chaim says a different differentiation. Rav Chaim says, Rav Chaim is Rav Chaim of Brisk, yes? Rav Chaim says, Nevuah, the Navi would get his prophecy and go and tell people what God told him. And then after he said over his prophecy, so he'd say it here, he'd say it there, he'd say it again, he'd say it. Then he would write down that which he said. Nevuah began as speech. And then they wrote down what the speech was. Ketuvim is the opposite. The Navi would get a prophetic vision and write it down. And then he would come to people and read off the text. So ketuvim, Nevi'im ketuvim. In that, you have the definition of the words. Nevi'im from the word niv sfataim. Speech, ketuvim from the word katuv, written.
What about Iyov?
Iyov, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and then read it to the people. And that also is almost explicit in Yirmiyahu with the story of Baruch ben Neriah and the writing of Eicha, where they first write it and then they take it to the king to read off the text. So this idea of Rav Chaim is almost explicit in Nevi'im. Okay, so that's let's review what we discussed so far. Megillat Eicha, Lamentations. Yirmiyahu said it over to Eved Melech HaKushi, which the Gemara says was Baruch ben Neriah, which was another name for Baruch ben Neriah, who was parenthetically the Rebbe of Ezra HaSofer, Ezra the scribe. Let's review what we discussed so far. Okay, we said that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the Navi was tested by the High Court. We went on to discuss that the High Court learned all different forms of trickery, and after they validated him, they gave him a license. They said he is a Navi, which we think is a Navi of Hashem, based on the Rambam, that they basically wrote, we think. Then we discussed the Geonim, that say that even on specific Nevuot, he would get a license from them. And then we added Rashi, that says that's why the temple is called Devir Kocho, from the word Dibur, that prophecy emanated from there. We then went on to discuss Rav Chaim, the idea that a prophet would speak to people and then write down that which he said, that's Nevuim. Ketuvim is when he would write it and read off the text. And that's in differentiation from the Meiri, who discerns between Nevi'im being said through Nevuah, Ketuvim through Ruach HaKodesh. And this concept seems to be supported, at least, if not proved, by the story of how Yirmiyahu wrote down, and then from the text they read Ketuvim, they read Megillat Eicha, the Megillah of Lamentations. Okay.